And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have for Andy. Just call us or text us, whichever is easier. Love to hear from you this morning, 651-461-9226. You know the number, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
Well, I'm quite well. I mean, how can you not be anything but with weather like this? I'm sure you and your crews love it.
Yes, this is always a pleasant surprise when winter holds off as long as it has. And you know what a great weekend if you haven't had a chance to go around and winterize your house. You know, disconnect your hoses and check out any of the caulking around your home, any of the flashings around your home, where your dryer vent is. Get all of that cleaned. It's a nice time. Usually, hanging Christmas lights or holiday lights, it's about as good a weather as it gets for that, and we're pretty blessed right now.
I see driving around the neighborhood, various blocks around the neighborhood, are people not only putting up lights, but they're cleaning their gutters, something we don't have to worry about, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's one of the things this time of year, all of our gutter crews, the first thing we do is we go up with a trash bag because we're going to be removing gutters that are usually full to the brim with not just leaves and debris. Chances are there's going to be water in there too, so we got to drill some holes, drain it out. And I don't know if it's probably been a minute since you cleaned any gutters, Denny, but not the best smelling job in the world. That the decayed tree debris inside gutters is a messy, smelly job, and we try to bag it up and put it in a trash can if possible.
I forget from time to time because we've had those leaf guard gutters in our house for pretty close to 30 years, and I never even think about it anymore. It's such a great product, and I know there are competitors out there that try to kind of rip off the name, but you can't beat the LeafGuard product. I mean, you just can't, not only because you don't have to clean them, but as far as handling the water, we don't talk about that enough, I don't think. Those downspouts are bigger than what I call normal, and they can really handle huge amounts of rain, right?
Yeah, you know, they're only 1 inch wider and 1 inch deeper than an ordinary downspout. So you're going from a 2x3-inch downspout to a 3x4-inch downspout. But by doing that, you're going from 6 square inches to 12 square inches. So you're handling a higher volume of water at a faster pace. So even little things like shingle rocks get inside the gutter, they're able to wash out. And our gutters have been tested to handle over 30 inches of rain an hour. But more importantly, when you're giving somebody a lifetime no-clog guarantee that says if it clogs, we come out and clean for free, you take every step possible to make sure that they don't clog. Because, you know, we have over 70,000 LeafGuard customers now, and again, to this day, we just have Austin in the service department that handles all of the services for those projects. So it's imagine if all those gutters clogged, Denny, I'd be doing a bunch of free work. I don't think we'd be in business very long.
That's right. Speaking of that, by the way, if you have a home improvement question, call us, text us, 651-461-9226. We're hearing and reading about stories, various businesses, restaurants certainly, which is such a volatile business anyway, but various businesses closing their doors for various reasons. And we heard, of course, and you and I talked about that one remodeling company that's been around for years. That's we talked because of ownership changes. Things really changed. They closed their doors. Are you seeing construction companies, maybe not like Linda's, but maybe not family-owned like Linda's, but are people closing their doors? I wanted to ask you that.
Yeah, there's been some consolidation in our industry for sure, and the lack of storms in the Twin Cities has made it hard on some roofing companies that I know that haven't made it through the slow times. You're having private equity groups struggle. Some of the private equity groups are doing okay, but some of them are struggling, like we saw happen here, where they had to declare bankruptcy and let go of 2,500 employees and I don't know how many millions of dollars in down payments that are still sitting out there. And I'm hearing more rumblings that there's going to be they won't be the last ones. There's of those types of groups. So there is definitely some consolidation. And what people have to keep in mind is I have relationships that go back, 40 years with suppliers and manufacturers that make sure that my customers, should they have a warranty claim, are going to get taken care of. And I've had over close to 20 warranty claims this year, Danny, on projects that are older than 10 years old. And those customers are all getting taken care of with no out-of-pocket expense to them because of the our relationship there. And I really worry. So when you're buying home improvements, it's really, really important that you research the company, who owns them, how stable they are, and the length of time, used to make a lot of sense. But if the original owners aren't part of it, as part of corporate America, it would definitely give me pause as a consumer and make me ask more questions.
Yeah, in fact, there's something related via the text about somebody who relatively new to the area and moved into a home that definitely needs work. But their question basically through the other subject matter they're talking about is, how do I know the construction company I'm looking for is good? How do I find it? Certainly word of mouth they understand. But what mistakes maybe do people do when reaching out to saying, hey, I need my kitchen remodeled, or I need this done or that done? Any common mistakes?
It's not a fun process to go through getting estimates. And I think some people just get worn out and take whatever estimate gets put in front of them at times. So just rushing through any part of this process is the big mistake that people make. And with our ability to research companies online, read reviews, when we show up, Denny, we're going to be able to show you countless projects that we've completed, and we're going to be able to give you a list of however many people you want to follow up on or drive to and look at if you want to. However much research you want to do about us, we'll provide everything. And I think if you find that type of transparency in your contractor, chances are they're going to be a good contractor. There are a lot of really good family-owned and operated craftsmen in the Twin Cities that with a little bit of research, you should be able to find somebody that's going to take care of, like for most of us, are the biggest investment we have.
Yeah. I'm looking at more texts that are coming in. 651-461-9226. This texter wants you to explain or talk a little bit. They hear us talking about those great infinity windows by Marvin. But they want to talk about the glass, the rating, and are they double, triple? Talk about the glass that infinity by Marvin. What does Marvin put in those?
There's a new spacer system that's available through to us through the Infinity window. There's also going to be a triple pane option that's available. I'm not so sure on the testing of the triple pane option. Depending on the size of the window, I'm not so sure the expense is worth the cost of the triple pane option for a lot of people, but we'll let individuals make that decision for their home. If noise is definitely a problem for you, the triple pane is the way to go. It's definitely a quieter window. I have triple panes and double panes installed in my office, and we're going to install a Marvin triple pane there to do some testing as well. But I found that when the temperature is below zero, our double pane infinity window is going to have a warmer edge, inside edge, when we take the temperature of the inside pane of glass compared to the triple pane windows I have installed in my office. Now, those are not the new spacer system or the new glass pack that we can get through Infinity. So we're going to be installing that here in the next month or two, and be able to have some testing done this winter and be able to make the proper recommendations to our customers. But I can tell you this, Danny, we've had almost zero glass pack failures with our Infinity windows. And it's all Cardinal Glass, which I believe is the best glass manufacturer in the country. Yeah. I truly believe that if I could offer a better window than Infinity, I would. But I really don't think I can find a better manufacturer or material than the Infinity window. Now, our Infinity patio door, we've had some issues with. And I know Infinity over the next couple of years is going to be making some changes to that patio door. But we are taking some steps now to we're going to be offering a different Marvin slider patio door to our customers and giving them a choice. You know, the best patio door I believe Marvin makes is their, what used to be their Ultimate line, but you know, you're talking anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500 more in cost per door. And that's, you know, people have to make that decision, but it's definitely, I think, the best patio door, sliding patio door you can put in your house is the Marvin Ultimate.
Such a great company. We're lucky to have it. Andy, hang on. We're going to take a quick break here. Let's invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. Maybe you have a deck question or a roofing or windows or insulation. Whatever the case may be, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. Good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We're here every Saturday, thanks to Linda's Construction, in this 9 o'clock hour, welcoming any kind of a home improvement question you might have. Maybe you're starting a project, and maybe you're in the middle of it and said, why did I do this? You can call or text Andy right now, 651-461-9226. Andy, a texter wants to know, they need the stucco, a moisture test on stucco. Who would do something like that? And what's that? You've heard of that, I presume.
Yeah, Donnelly Stucco is who I would call. They'll be able to tell you what's going on with your stucco and any steps that need to be taken in order to either refinish it or fix it.
Yeah, they've been around for many years. Yeah, Donnelly Stucco.
Yeah.
Again, our phone number is also our text number, 651-461-9226. Listener wants to know about your maintenance program. At least maybe you can explain that to our new listeners. And specifically to this question is, how long into the season does Linda's do outside the maintenance inspection program? Talk a little bit about that great program.
The maintenance program is something that we can do pretty much year round. There's, you know, if it's dangerous to be outside longer than 60 minutes, we
I think we lost Andy. Let's see if we can bring him back. Hello, Andy. Test 1, 2. Can you hear me now? I think we lost a little phone connection. He'll be getting back to us, certainly. But again, our phone number is our text number as well, 651-461-9226, Andy Lindis. Yeah, if you're interested in that particular program, you can call Lindis. Their particular number is easy to remember, 8449-LINDIS. Andy will explain when we get him back on the air a better idea of what this great maintenance program, what is it, like $200-$300, something like that. And it really brings you up to date on your entire home, too. So if we didn't get Andy back yet, I'm not sure what happened to him.
Andy, he's just dropped off. We're going to get him back on the line here very shortly.
Well, okay then. But in the meantime, you can text us. I'm throwing all these numbers at you, but you can text us, or some folks wait till the last minute, and then we run out of time. We aren't able to answer that question. So any kind of a home improvement question. Maybe it's about siding. We get a lot of questions about siding. I wanted to ask Andy about the latest products from GAF. Linda's put those great shingles on our house several years ago, and to this day, they're that 50-year warranty. I mean, non-prorated, which means if something fails during the 50 years, Linda's got to come out and fix it, and I don't have to spend a dime, and you can have that too. We'll talk to Andy about that as well. But in the meantime, 651-461-9226, and while we're waiting for Andy to get back, I can tell you a little bit about the weather, especially those folks that are going to be traveling for the holiday. Partly sunny today. We will gradually get a whole bunch of sunshine, near 55 today. We're going to have about the same tomorrow, sunny near 55. Then things change a little bit. Monday, they say rain is likely. Keep in mind, it's almost Thanksgiving. We're talking rain, not snow, yet, with high near 52. That's Monday's forecast. Tuesday, If you're hitting the road Tuesday, there's a chance of rain here in the Twin Cities near 45. And then by Wednesday, temperatures start to change. We might hit 33 Wednesday with a small chance of showers. But if you're going to be traveling Thanksgiving Day itself around CCO land, partly sunny, high near 30. So it looks like a pretty good day for travel. Not only Thursday itself, but the day after Thanksgiving, Friday looks like partly sunny, high near 30.
Denny, so I believe we have Andy back on the line.
Oh, we have Andy back on the line. That's good to see, because I have no more to say. Andy, welcome back. I'm not sure what happened there. I'm not sure where we left off. Well, we were talking about the maintenance program. Maybe we should back up and let you have a chance to explain totally what that's about and how much it costs.
You know, it is $299 and anywhere from 90 minutes to 2.5 hours, depending on the house. We're going to do a complete inspection of the exterior of the home, fix any of the caulking or flashing that we can affix, adjust any windows and doors that need to be fixed. We're going to create a 3D model of your home with a complete takeoff for you to have, as well as a 3D model that you can interactively change colors of your house through our app whenever need be. If you want to dream on what your house could look like with different color windows or siding or whatever, we're going to give you a plan on what to take a look at and make sure. And one of the reasons why we've done this, Denny, we get to houses all the time that we know that if they'd have maintained the exterior of their home in some way or adjusted their windows and doors, they would have saved money on their energy costs, and or we find rot that if caulking or flashing would have been installed properly, would have saved that customer hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in home improvement repairs. So if we can prevent that from happening and make sure that materials that are meant to last 50 years, last 50 years, and with the amount of LP smart side and cement board that's been installed around the Twin Cities that rely on caulking as a waterproofing mechanism, it's just something that really should be inspected at least every 5 years. And for me, on my home, it's something I look at annually. And our customers, we want to get inspected annually as well. If we can make those, again, materials that are supposed to last 50 years or more last that long, I think we're all in a better spot with our homes.
When we were waiting to get rehooked up with you, I was mentioning about our roof, our shingles, how great those GAF shingles not only behave, but look. I mean, the look is great. That's been a number of years now. What has, if any, GAF, we know, is a great product, and they make great products. What's out there right now as far as shingles are concerned? What do they have to offer now, GAF?
What we offer is three different class 4 options through GAF. The highest rated class 4 shingle in the country is the Grand Sequoia Impact Resistant Shingle. And that is the shingle that we offer to our customers almost exclusively. We also offer the Armor Shield Shingle and the GAF Timberline Ultra HDZ shingle, which is a little bit thicker shingle. And we have some new colors that are coming down the pike for next year, too, we're pretty excited about, that are available in Class 4 options. And the nice thing about a Class 4 shingle is with most insurance companies, you will be getting a discount. Now, this discount usually negates any of the rate increases that you experienced over the last 2 years. So, but hey, a 22% discount on your home insurance isn't something that I think should be taken lightly. For a lot of us, that's saving, you know, $500-$600 a year.
Yeah, amazing. It's just a great company, and Linda's does one of the best, if not the best, roofers around is Linda's. I can swear by that. Andy, we're going to take a break. Find out that forecast. Looks pretty good for travelers especially, and maybe crews at Linda's too, doing a little bit of work. So hang on. Andy Linda's with us, answering any kind of a home improvement question you may have. Our number, which happens to be a phone number, it's a text number too, 651-461-9226 from News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, welcome back to our home improvement show. Andy Linda's answering those any kind of a home improvement question you may have at 651-461-9226. A listener wants to know if I can find the maintenance program information on your website. They want to get on the schedule.
Yes, and what you can do is just go to the website, fill out the free estimate form. You can click the maintenance program, and somebody will call you on Monday and get it all scheduled.
Excellent. Yeah, that's such a great program. Great idea. Texter sent this in, a 1917 house we are remodeling. They want to know, why is it so difficult to find 1.5-inch flooring? We have a couple of spots that need changing out and are having a hard time finding maple flooring. What would you suggest?
Look up an actual hardwood flooring supplier and instead of going to a box store, is my guess. If you go to an actual flooring supply place, chances are you're going to be able to get whatever you need ordered and have all your measurements ready. So when you go there, you might have to order this in. This, with a lot of building materials nowadays, it's not stocked. Almost everything, it seems like, is custom ordered. Only the ordinary, like the stuff they sell regularly, is stocked, especially at the box store. So, but I wouldn't be afraid to check out a place like Hammernix or something like that, someplace like that, in order to order whatever flooring you need.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was talking, funny, we should be talking about flooring. I was talking to somebody this past week about your flooring. You and I talk once in a while about an area of your home that has bamboo. And talk a little bit about that. I was trying to explain how hard that is and durable. What does it look like, and how long have you had that, and how good is it?
It's as durable as a product as it gets, and I think I'm going on year 15 with it, and I have not refinished it yet. It has a little bit of wear on it, but remember, I had some very large canines that from day one that were on that house, on that floor, and raised a hockey team through that house as well. So. And, hey, I was playing hockey on that floor with my grandson yesterday, by the way, and a little bit of knee hockey action. And we it's as durable as it gets. I forget, 2,000 or 3,000 times more dense than oak. I just remember how heavy it was to install, how it seemed like every saw blade I owned and nail gun I owned wasn't powerful enough or sharp enough to I install that every day, all day, and it is a very sustainable product as well. So if you can source bamboo for, I did it with my cabinets as well. I have bamboo cabinets and a bamboo floor.
Bamboo cabinets too. Wow.
Yeah.
What is the, I ask you this from time to time, and Luke Panic as well. What is that, type of wood that people use on decks? Some people who can afford it. It's a very hard wood. Is a Brazilian wood, I believe?
Yeah, Ipe. It's a Brazilian hardwood. We're actually installing a deck right now on the St. Croix River in Ipe. So this was a do-it-yourself project, kind of gone sideways. He had ordered all of that Ipe himself and tried to unload it himself. It happens to be in my little brother Alex's neighborhood, so he helped him unload it, and he was going to install the deck himself, but now my crew was there all this week and will be all there next week. And it'll be a beautiful, gorgeous deck when it's done, but it is not a cheap deck. And again, it's a very hard wood, so you have to have the proper tools to work with it. And, you know, you mess up one board, that's an expensive mistake.
Ooh. And how do you maintain something like that?
No, there's a finish specifically made for Ipe by Penafin that we will put on it when it's done at the proper temperature, but it should be less maintenance. And again, if it's a maintained deck, if you're maintaining it as you should, this should be a deck that lasts, you know, over 50 years. This type of wood, it's that dense. It really should be something that lasts forever. And I love Millboard. I love AZEK. I love a lot of these composite decking. But I'm telling you, Denny, nothing still beats the look of a real wood. You mimic it a little bit close. Millboard comes really, really close. But I still think Ipe and cedar are the best aesthetically pleasing decks on the market.
Yeah, and again, a labor of love to maintain it as well. Did you had mentioned on an earlier show, Andy, about Millboard? Were you checking on a newer product? I can't remember if it came from Millboard or was another product besides Millboard, or was I imagining that?
No, we were looking into some porcelain options and still are, haven't not quite sold on some of the applications for customers and from a cost point. Not sure if it's something consumers would really like, but I could see it in more of some of the commercial applications out there. We're working with some different townhome associations on all of their outdoor living spaces right now and looking at some different options when it comes to materials like porcelain. And just, again, it's one of those products, materials that I know that can last a very long time on the exterior of the home. It's the tracking system that goes into the decks that I'm not quite sold on.
Listener wants, and I know the answer to this. I know what you're going to say, but a listener wants to
Danny,
know.
Andy appears to have just dropped off again.
Andy dropped off. I think he may be visiting. Ryan, thank you. I think he may be visiting friends or relatives in another state. Not that that's a reason or excuse.
I believe we have him back. Andy, are you with us?
All right. Andy, of course, Gremlins in the system.
I'm up here. I haven't moved. I really don't have many bars. I'm up near Sandstone hanging out with my uncles and father and cousins today. And I have not moved one time, and I'll just stop and call. Sorry about that, guys.
Well, you know, you've been in many attics over the years. Maybe you can haul out a ladder and get on top of the roof. No, don't do that. And maybe that'll improve the signal. But I think we're going to be okay. I'm looking at, as you know, Andy, we have the smartest listeners, and they're always willing to help out. We had that earlier text about this 1907 home that this listener is remodeling, and they want to replace some flooring, a couple of spots, and they needed this 1.5-inch flooring. Anyway, a texter said Enterprise Wood Products in Rhinelander makes great custom flooring and would be able to produce something to match that floor. So thanks to them. Enterprise is like Captain Kirk, the Enterprise Wood Products. So thanks to them.
Rhinelander.
Yes.
I think they're home of the Hodags, Danny. I don't know if you know what a Hodag is.
Why do I know that?
Yeah, mythical dragon creature only available.
Oh, I thought it may be some secret weapon that the Packers will have tomorrow against the Vikings, but that's a whole nother story. You know, you travel around. Speaking of traveling, you as the head of Linda's Construction, you travel around the country and interrelate with various construction companies around the world. How do we fare? We meaning us folks here in what we lovingly call CCO land, the upper Midwest, fare as far as construction companies and the quality, I guess. Do you see in your moving around the country that we're pretty lucky here?
I think so. And we ask more out of the building materials in Minnesota and Wisconsin than the rest of the country does. We have a bigger swing in temperatures. We have lots of weather events. We have plenty of rain. So we get crazy freezing cold all the way to over 100 degrees and full sun. So we ask our building materials to do a lot more than the rest of the country does. We have to worry about hot. We have to worry about cold. We got to worry about it all. We got to worry about expansion and contraction rates that the other parts of the country don't have to worry about. But I just think that we work in much more miserable conditions, whether it's a hot August or a crazy cold February. There's people outside in Minnesota working, and I just think we are a better group of contractors in this area of the world than anywhere in the country. And I just know, like, if the steps we have to take for roofing and our codes too, Denny, are stronger than the rest of the country. We have offices in Cincinnati. We had offices in Des Moines and Omaha. I have friends in Texas. Their building codes and contractor licensing requirements are very, very minimal. And that's just, I get, you know, people don't want to have regulation, but these are our homes. And if you give people an inch in codes, contractors are going to do what it takes to get more profit out of it. And sometimes that's cutting corners that I wouldn't cut when it comes to underlayments and flashings, especially. So it's just something to, I think we're pretty blessed in this area of the world and from all aspects of our homes and contractors and construction. This is a great place in the world to be.
I would imagine that Lindis Construction has a pretty good relationship with various cities and the building inspectors. What is your relationship as the crews move around the area?
Really good. We almost have zero problems with inspectors throughout the Twin Cities. In fact, most of the time, what we like to hear is we get reviews all the time, like, "Hey, the city inspector came by and said this is one of the best installs he's seen all year." There's definitely differences from city to city. There's some city inspectors that we know are really strict on certain things, but that's okay. You know, again, I'll take somebody that is trying to make sure something is getting done properly over somebody just, pencil whipping the paperwork through. What I mean by that is they're just checking boxes, trying to get the work done instead of actually inspecting and making sure that the codes are done. And not every city interprets the codes the same way. For instance, some cities require you to tape the vertical seams, which we always do, on siding underlayment. Some cities don't. And that's just one of the things that we talked about this week. And we made a policy that we tape the vertical seams no matter what city we're in.
Yeah, I figured that as much. Great reputation. I'm getting a bit of a signal here that it's time to take a quick break. We're going to do that very thing. We still have time for any kind of home improvement question you may have. A couple of just come in. We'll do that when we come back. 651-461-9226 from News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show. We are here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to Lindis Construction, Lindus. Andy Lindis is answering those questions as usual, and we still have time for yours. Listener wants to know the process of Lindis Construction and insulating their home. I want to remind our listeners, whatever you're talking about, it could be insulation, could be new windows, siding, roofing, that first visit from Lindis, great information you'll get is free. Always want to remind our listeners of that. But what is the process? Somebody thinks they might need better insulation or maybe insulation, period. What's the process? What do they do?
First, give us a call, or you can go online and sign up for the free estimate. But it's going to be anywhere from 60 minutes to 120 minutes, where we're going to do a complete inspection of your attic space and use our infrared imaging. And we have cameras that we can put into areas that we can't get into as well in order to inspect and make sure what's going on with your house. At least you're going to know the exact R level of insulation they have in your walls and your attic, whether or not you have a vapor barrier, and what steps you can take to improve not only your air quality in your home, but your R value, how much your energy you're actually going to use. We're going to go through all of those things with you to let you make the best decision for your home, and you'll have a very detailed report on exactly what we're finding.
And I'm thinking as I look at that forecast, Andy, you're going to love that proper insulation. If you don't have the proper insulation, what you're going to be saving, especially with energy costs going up, my goodness, it'll make a world of difference. Check it out. 844-9-LINDIS. Give them a shout this coming week. I'm looking at, these are always nice to see, I'm looking at a text that just came in. I just wanted to say thanks, texter says, for the great install yesterday. It is a three-section front window, so it's a pretty good-sized one. The install crew did a great job on the installation and cleanup. We're really going to enjoy this. That comes from Mary from Crystal. Always good to hear stuff like that.
Always, and not surprising. My window crew is, I think, number two in our company for passing our internal quality control. It's like 97% or 96% of the window jobs that we've installed this year have passed our internal quality control checks. So I don't know if a lot of people know that. After we install most jobs, I have three of our best craftsmen. All they do is QC, quality control stuff for us. They come back after the job and inspect it.
the majority of our service work this year has been created by my internal quality control people before the corner really even knew there was a problem. And it lets us train our people the proper way, but more importantly, making sure that everything that we do is.
I'm afraid we're losing the signal a little bit here and there, Andy. I'm going to pose this question, and maybe we can regroup here. Good morning, Texter says. A question for Andy. Is 3M window film a good option to reduce glare from south-facing facing windows? What do you think of that product?
I've done some of the window tinting products, the 3M product, but I'm not exactly familiar with that particular product.
Okay. But as far, you know, we talked about the Marvin product earlier, the Infinity. And we talk about the glass there. What is the plus of those particular windows?
Well, they all have the proper amount of low E, and it's low E that is designed specifically. That's the coating that goes on the glass specifically for our area of the world. So as we get deeper into the winter and the sun gets lower in the horizon, it lends itself to more solar heat gain. And the higher the sun is in the horizon, the more of that sun is going to get reflected. So in the summertime, like August, it's actually going to reflect that energy outside the home, not allowing it in. And in February, it's going to help to heat your home.
I wanted to ask you, too, you're always looking for talented people, but you're also looking, and you do this quite often now, especially over the last few years from what you've told us on the show, to get young people who might be interested in the trades. Lindis is kind of got an open door policy, if I can use that term. You're very interested if they're interested, right?
Absolutely. And we go to fairs multiple times throughout the year, trying to show young people what is possible in the trades. And if you have any inkling to want to get into the trades, we are hiring in every division right now, Denny. And if you're an upper-level craftsman even, we have positions open as well. So it's not just entry-level positions we have open. We have a few management positions open, foreman positions open, and we have quite the backlog already going into next year. So if you're worried about staying busy next year as a craftsman, come knock on our door. We'll make sure we keep you plenty busy. As many hours as you want to work, we have available.
I'm looking and laughing at a text, Andy, about these various ads for the gutter systems, the screen type, and all of that. And some person is kind of angry at them, not at LeafGuard, but at these others.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can explain why. Why are these screens not such a hot idea?
Well, if you look, I think there's a big lawsuit against that filter company. And one thing to keep in mind is there's not a single other filter that you have in your home that doesn't require you to clean it or change it. And that doesn't change when you put them on your gutters. Whether it's a regular screen, a micro screen, a filter screen, they all are going to eventually stop working and clog and need to be maintained. And if the same that we do to put something over the top of your existing already failing, and I'm coming on replacing the entire system, including the downspouts. So we're not even saving money by trying to use those micro screens or filters. And I just know that the really, really upset that they're spending money with me again to do it the right way.
I know we're losing a bit of your signal here and there. We caught most of what you said. In installing the LeafGuard gutter system, I know we're down to about our last minute here. Is it a typical time if, you know, what I call those regular open gutters, does it take about the same amount of time, or does Linda's a little more particular on the flow of the water? What's the deal with that? Is it about the same length of time, the installation process?
No, it's definitely going to be a little bit longer process to install the LeafGuard, especially knowing that we have a custom flashing that's going to be bent. It's going to be specifically made for your home because we don't know how much we're going to have to slope the gutters towards the downspout until we get
we like to think that every house is level, but they're almost never level. So it really is specific to that. We're making sure that once water gets inside the gutter, it's going towards the downspout. And, you know, I've dropped a 10-foot section 2.5 inches before Denny and still had water running the wrong way. That's it. That home was like 3 months old. And wow. I was really, really surprised at that. So it led to a conversation with a customer about we're going to move the downspout because the home naturally wants to flow the water this way. Otherwise, it's going to look like the gutter is falling off the fascia board.
Andy, we've got about 20 seconds for an answer. This texter says, good morning, Denny and Andy. Your folks, Linda's installed the deck in my home this past summer. It's the Trek boards. Beautiful job, by the way, your crew did an outstanding job. Is it safe to put a grill mat on top of that where my grill sits, or will it discolor that Trek, the boards?
You are going to want to make sure that that grill mat gets taken up after you're done grilling. I wouldn't leave it there year-round.
Okay.
I would only use...
Oh, I think we lost you, Andy, but in the meantime, let me wish you a happy Thanksgiving. It might be an opportune time. We have to run. Have a happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners and Linda's Construction. We'll see you back here next week. Thank you, Ryan.